Well, if you would turn in your Bibles with me to the book of Ephesians. Ephesians is where we'll start off, and you find your place in Ephesians chapter 5. Let me just ask real quick, who needs a handout? We have a handout. Ushers, if you could just come all the way forward and then work your way back. Keep your hands raised if you need an outline. It goes with tonight's lesson. Tom, you coming up here? We got several up here. All right. Hold your hand up. Timothy, right up here. I'm sorry, I know I'm giving you an arm exercise here, but just keep it up. These ushers are doing a fine job. Just a great job getting those out. I'm thankful. We looks like we're gonna make it. I had 100 printed out, so I think we're gonna have enough. Keep your hands up. We'll get you one of these handouts. So Ephesians chapter 5, and then there's also a place, if you want to mark, just put your bulletin or a pen or something right there. Mark Ephesians chapter 5, and then there's Psalm 90. Psalm chapter 90. All right, Psalm 90. Tonight, we continue our series on stewarding life. Lesson 2 is tonight, and we are going to be looking at the subject of stewarding time. Stewarding time. Someone has once said that when it comes to time, we can waste it, we can spend it, or we can invest it. And I believe it's the will of God for His children to invest His time for eternity. So let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, I do ask that You would lead us tonight. Thank You for Brother and Mrs. Cranfield's presentation, their testimony, their calling. I know they travel a lot, and I just appreciate them being here with us all day, helping in junior church and even presenting tonight. I pray they would be encouraged by being with us. And Lord, we just again pray for the souls of Chicago that need to be reached before it's eternally too late. I just pray that You would bless this precious family. And then now as we look to the Word and our study tonight, please help us, Holy Spirit, to truly understand how precious time really is. Oh God, I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Stewarding time. Notice Ephesians chapter 5. Paul says here in verse 6, let's just begin with verse 13. But all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light, for whatsoever doth make manifest is light. Now notice verse 14. Wherefore he saith, awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Paul addresses this church here and brings out the great importance of how we should take time very seriously. Time is a gift from the Lord. And one person said, if life is a gift, then time is a vehicle by which it is delivered to us. It is indeed. Time is. We have 24 hours a day. 1,140 minutes, and we have 86,000 seconds given to us each day. Can you imagine with me for a moment that if a bank would approach you, and I know we have to use our imagination here because the likelihood of this happening is not very high, but nevertheless, a bank would approach you and say, "Ma'am, sir, young man, young lady, we would like to give you $86,000 a day under one stipulation. You have to spend every dollar of it in one day. $86,000. Alright, so each day by the time you go to bed, that $86,000 has to be spent. How many of you think of some things you could buy? Some things that you could spend that on. I'm sure, boy, just giving it away and investing and doing things and yes, and enjoying that. Yes, you could, but you know, that would be something, because here's the thing also, if you did not spend it, it's gone. It would not roll over into the next day and collect and add up. No, if you did not spend it, it's gone. That would be quite an experience, I'm sure. But you know, there has been a bank that has come to us. It's called the Bank of Time. And the Bank of Time given by God is 86,000 seconds a day. And I believe what God's message is for us, church, is this. He's telling us that He wants us to take the bank of today and invest it into the bank of eternity. In other words, our goal is to prioritize time. That's number one, the priority of time. Number one, we see the priority of time. And letter A, the most important decision you'll ever make on this earth is to awake to salvation. I do believe that there's a double application here in this passage, but he's certainly speaking here, "Awake thou that sleepest and rise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light." You know, praise God, if you're saved here tonight, would you give a hearty amen? Amen. I'm glad that the Holy Spirit met you and He met me at some point in our life and showed us that we needed to be saved. That we needed to be awakened by the power of the Holy Spirit when we put our trust in Him and He gave us the light. And I just want to say here today, if you're not saved, Isaiah 55:6 says, "Seek ye the Lord while He may be found, because one day you will not be able to find Him." One day there will not be an opportunity to be saved. And there will be a crying out, and there will be a torment, but there will never be an opportunity to be saved once you leave this earth. Once you die, you have no more opportunities to be saved. And so the priority of the time that God has given you today to be saved, you must take heed. If you've already made that decision, praise the Lord. I'm so thankful for that. But we see an awakening to salvation. But letter B, not only after you get saved, this is where this comes in. We need to awake to priorities. Awake not to just any priority, but God's priorities. Do you have an EVS for your time? You say, "Pastor, what in the world is that?" An EVS. I'm sure you have one. I'm sure that you probably use it every day. And maybe you don't realize it because of the title. But you know how everything just kind of flows with a title. An EVS is this. Mark it down. It is an eternal value system. An eternal value system. Every day you make decisions on what you do, and what you do with that time is what you are valuing. And I pray and hope that you and I are both growing and understanding that God wants us to have an eternal value system. In other words, what are we investing our time in daily for eternity? Those 86,000 seconds. Now, I think someone said that if you lived 70 years, they had all these average times that you would spend. And I think 23% of that time would be, I think it was like, I can't remember how many years, but it was the highest one of time, but it would be done sleeping. So you do spend most of your life sleeping, okay? You get that rest, all right? God has that built in, and you enjoy that. But then when you are awake, that's what's important. What are you investing daily for the sake of eternity? That's where we see the priorities. Can I tell you what understanding in your priorities is? What is success? Well, I'll tell you this. Success is knowing and doing the will of God. It's that simple. Success is knowing and doing the will of God. That's having an eternal value system that God will help you daily. Number two, we see the preservation of time. You say the preservation of time. I thought time is fleeing. Well, it is. But there is a way to preserve it. And we see that in our passage. It says that you walk circumspectly here, not as fools, but as wise. What is the next three words in verse 16? Redeeming the time. Look there with me again. In verse 16, what are the first three words there, church? Redeeming the time. But in order to redeem the time, you have to walk circumspectly. Well, what does that mean? Well, letter A, it is a cautious walk. A cautious walk. Those of you that have been to the wilds, you juniors have been, and maybe, I don't know if any of you would be interested in doing this, but at the wilds, when they have water day, especially on the junior side, the juniors have this different water sports, and I think they're just hilarious to watch. They have one, what's the big one you jump on and you bounce the other? The blob. Man, doesn't that just sound cool, the blob? It basically works that you get on this high deck and you got somebody, one of your buddies down there on this big inflated blob and you got it's on the lake. And so what your buddy does, your buddy jumps off the deck and hits the blob and you go shooting off like a rocket. And it is hilarious to see how that takes place. I am not getting on there if Wes is jumping on that. I'm telling you right now. Amen, brother. Amen. But it is a lot of fun to see. But there's another one that's kind of funny to watch. I don't know if you saw this one or not, Wes. Wes and Ashley go as sponsors for the juniors, but they have this the beam they walk, and there's three of them. What's that one called? I can't remember. What's it called, Thomas? Where they're throwing the sponges at you? Water Wars. So they got these beams that you have to balance, but it's not just balancing the beams when you're out on the water. All the other kids are throwing these soaked sponges at you as hard as they can. Yeah, what they said. And it's pretty intense. And so when you're walking, the kids that make it, it's three parts. The kids that are walking it, they are walking circumspectly. They've got the sponges coming at them and they're keeping their balance as they walk, because if not, they're going to get knocked off into the water. And of course, they get up and they eventually get to try again. But that's the idea of circumspectly. You're walking wisely. You're keeping your balance. And that's one of the things in life. It is balance. God has given us this time to balance, to use it for His glory, and to invest it in eternity. And there is basically two sides, two extremes when it comes to time. All right, so we'll just say this side right here is the driven side, the spenders. I mean, being spent in life. Okay, the spending. And I'm sorry, but both of them are just as bad, but this one is the wasting side, okay? So right here is the investing. And so the Christian life is about us walking and investing. Over here, the extreme is people just truly burn out in their life. Even happens in ministry. I've heard of pastors where they gave more attention to the ministry than they did their own families. You see, that's being so driven. Maybe it's a trying to work up the corporate ladder or whatever the case may be. You're so driven with other things in life that really don't matter. And it's an extreme. And you end up falling over. But then you have the wasting. That's where there's just laziness. There's no purpose. It's just kind of, you're just kind of existing. And both are an extreme and both are wrong. And God says, I want you to be in the middle where you invest your life in eternal purposes. And we do that through eternal exercises. Number one, we being saved. But then we understand the practicality of living every day for the glory of God. That's my motivation. I want to be a light to a lost world. I pray. That's a way to invest in eternity. It is sharing the gospel. It is helping others financially and also through the gifts that God has given me personally and He's given you. Investing that in helping people spiritually. There's many, many ways. But we have to be cautious because if we're not careful, we'll waste time one way or the other, by being extremely driven in such a way where it's just a misuse of God's gifts, and then the same way on the other side. You notice some of those verses there. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, is as a roaring lion, walking about, seeking whom he might devour. So let's walk wisely in this life. And letter B is a calculated walk. It's a calculated walk. We're redeeming the time. It's laying it up. So I've known this, church, but in this study, God, the Holy Spirit just gave me a freshness with this truth. I've heard this, and you've probably heard it too. But how do we redeem time? How do we buy it back? Because like I said, the 86,000 seconds, it's gone, right? If we don't use it. It's simple. The way you buy back the time that God is giving you on this earth is you invest it in the things of God. The Cranfields, answering the call to go to Chicago. They're investing it. They are redeeming the time. And that, all those things that they're doing in the name of Jesus and what you're doing in your workplace, in your home, your family, through the ministry of this church and beyond, the things you're doing for God, not to be seen of men and not just to be fleshly and prideful and nothing like that, but you're doing it for the Lord. God's taken account every second that we invest in eternity, and we'll see it again one day. It's being redeemed. It's being collected. And I want to tell you, oh my, you talking about a high interest rate? Oh, the eternal dividends that are collecting as we invest in eternity and the things of God, it is awesome what the Lord is doing. And I want to encourage you that everything you do, as I said this morning, the Lord notes. He doesn't miss any labor of love that you do in His name. Not one. I think of just even you dear ladies, forgive me, I don't say enough about the work you do here in this church. And one area specifically is the nursery. I'm thankful for our dear sisters that go down there and labor in love and watch over the children so that we can be here and have the preaching of God's Word without any interruptions, unless you have a certain kind of watch that you can't get to turn off, things like that. You know, I'm just messing. I love him so much. I got to give him a hard time. But thank you, ladies. Thank you. And there's so many other things, whether it's the grounds or the maintenance, whether it's doing little things right here, whether it's you praying for people in the church, whether it's sending a kind note, you just being here on a Sunday night. I hope you know that you're here investing in eternity. A Sunday night service is not for us just to check off some sort of to-do list. You are sitting in here and you are investing in eternity. What a blessing. Your heart was touched by the need of the gospel in Chicago. You couldn't have gotten that, brother or sister, if you wouldn't have been here. And I want to thank you for being here and letting God touch you with that. I appreciate that. The Lord's using these services and using everything in your life. I'm telling you, it's a blessing. We're going to see here. We're going to move quickly. Number three, the purpose of time. The purpose of time. What is the purpose of time? It is to understand what the will of the Lord is each day in your life. Letter A, we need to seek the wisdom of God. Seek the wisdom of God. That's letter A. That's under number three. Yes, notice Proverbs chapter 2. I'm not going to read all of that, but I'll read the first part of it. So that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom and apply thine heart to understanding. And it goes through and just speaks how important it is to seek after wisdom in God's Word. The purpose of time is going to be found first and foremost through His Word. Reading the Word of God daily, God's going to reveal His purpose in your life. He's going to speak to you very personally about the things that you're currently doing for Him and His glory. The things that you're doing in your church. I'm telling you here, the purpose of time is God working in your heart through His Word. But then secondly, it's asking God for it. There was a message that we heard recently on this asking. If you lack, ask. And he says right here, if you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. You know, there's a danger for us to waste time. And I'm going to be very transparent with you here. I feel like I can be vulnerable with you. As I trust you and I know you love me. And by the way, just a note there. Count it an honor when someone confides in you. When someone makes themselves vulnerable to you. Because that means they trust you. That's a blessing. But I have found that one of the areas I waste the most time is on this. Now, this is a tool. This is what this is. But it can be a vice. And whether it's social media platform, YouTube, news, go through it. The different things that can be done on this, games, the limit, the sky's the limit on these things. I need to walk circumspectly and I need to ask God daily, Lord, help me to use the time you've given me wisely. Because if we're not careful, the devil will use this where we lose our purpose. We lose our purpose, and our purpose is to be concentrated. And then thirdly, not only do we ask God for wisdom, but we listen to the counsel of others. A wise man will hear and increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels. It's important to listen to what those are pouring into you and encouraging you. It's needed. But then, not only do we listen to others, but number four, it's through trial and error. Can I get an amen right there? Yes, it is through trial and error, but we apply it to our lives. When we go through and we realize we've messed up, made a mistake, or failed in some way, or chosen to sin. Let's not pretty it up too much there. There's just some downright where we just rebel. For the commandment is a lamp, and the law is a light, and reproofs of instruction are the way of life. But notice Psalm 90 verse 12. I had you hold that place. You can turn there if you'd like. Psalm 90 verse 12. I want us to read that together. It's in your notes, but you can also look at it there in your Bible. Psalm 90, verse 12. Can we read this together? Psalm 90, verse 12. So teach us and... One more time. So teach us to number our days that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. God is saying we should be praying, Lord, help me to use my time wisely because my days are numbered. And I don't have time to dive into this passage, but in James chapter 3, verses 13 through 17, he's dealing with a people that were basically being presumptuous. They were just assuming that they were going to have the next day. Not only were they expecting it to be there, but get this, and this is where it gets, you can get tricked by the enemy. They were believing that the next day was just going to be just like this day. And God is saying, don't ever do that. Don't ever assume that tomorrow is going to be just like today. You might be living, but it could be under a totally different situation. A totally different circumstance. Like that. One call. One visit. One wrong turn. One accident. One something. It doesn't matter. It could change like that. And if we just have in our minds that tomorrow's going to be just like today, we have deceived ourselves. God says your life is but a vapor. It appeareth for a little while and vanisheth. It's gone. And that crowd was saying, oh, we'll get to those spiritual things the next day. Oh, we'll work on investing for the glory of God and telling people about Christ and getting into that prayer thing. We'll get into that a little later. Today, we got that tomorrow. And James was saying, church, don't do that. Let's live today as much as we know how to the glory of God and invest it for eternity. And that is the last point, seek the will of God. Seek the will of God. In conclusion, would you write this statement down? God tells us to number our days. So here's a quote. Numbered days demand focused lives. Numbered days demand focused lives. Lives. May God help us to be faithful and being focused and being purposeful. Yes, rest is included to that. We need to be purposeful in our rest. We need to be purposeful in our recreation. We need to be purposeful in our relationships. But those are all included, but at least we're being intentional and we have an eternal focus in mind. So again, let's all make sure that our EVS is functioning well. Let's make sure that unit is it's working well. And if it needs to be tended to, we just ask the Holy Spirit, Lord, tune that thing so where my eternal value system is working great. And we praise the Lord for how He helps us. One last comment. You don't want to live your life but miss your purpose. You don't want to live your life, but miss your purpose. So may God help us when it comes to stewards. May God help us to steward time in a way that will bring glory and honor to Almighty God. Let's pray.